Forecasters say the outer edge of Hurricane Wilma has made landfall at the Mexican resort town of Cozumel. The storm is a Category 4 with winds of about 145 miles per hour, and it's considered extremely dangerous. Cozumel is an island located just off the eastern shore of the Yucatan Peninsula. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in the Yucatan capital, Mérida. And Lourdes, Cozumel is one of Mexico's most popular tourist destinations. What's the situation there now?
Well, Cozumel has taken a direct hit. This is a town that's known for its diving. It's very popular, as you say, with tourists. We know that almost 1,000 tourists are riding out the storm there right now, along with hundreds of locals. Local television has just shown live pictures from nearby Playa del Carmen, and the winds are really picking up there. Debris is flying through the air. Palm trees are bending double. In Cancun, there are already reports of flooding. One of the issues is that Wilma so far has been very slow moving, but it's also a very large storm. Hurricane force winds extend 85 miles out from the center, tropical storm force winds reaching 200 miles out. So the worry is that it will spend a long time dumping rain, increasing the risk of major flooding to these low-lying areas.
Now, thousands of people had evacuated ahead of this storm, not, as you say, though, everyone. What else do you know about those left behind?
Well, you know, the scene at Mexico's airport yesterday was extremely chaotic, people desperate to get out. Here in Mérida, all the hotels are full. You see groups of tourists literally knocking door to door looking for a place to stay. However, as you mentioned, people are still in the area that will probably be worse hit. In Cancun, almost 50 beachfront hotels were evacuated. People were moved inland to another group of hotels that were deemed safer. They are sleeping in conference rooms and ballrooms. 1,500 people are crammed into a school gymnasium. In Playa del Carmen, schools are being used to house people from there.
And how are Mexican authorities responding to the storm?
Well, Mexican President Vicente Fox signaled that he was taking the storm extremely seriously. He gave a televised address saying that the most important thing was to protect the lives of, quote, our children and grandparents. This is an area that's prone to hurricanes, so emergency services are in place. But it remains to be seen what kind of damage Wilma will inflict. The Mexican military is on standby with helicopters to help out if there is a need. But again, it must be said that the evacuations have not been comprehensive. And there are also many thatched houses along the coast where people, local people and temporary workers live. And it's not clear if those people were able to move away from vulnerable areas.
Well, just looking ahead at something that would be important to Mexico, the economy and its impact, what about that? Are people thinking about that?
Definitely. The economic impact could be potentially huge. Tourism is one of Mexico's big industries, and the Yucatan Peninsula accounts for a lot of that trade. If there is a significant damage, the cost could be substantial. There are major resorts all up and down the coast, both Mexican-owned and internationally owned. There's also something else. There are many important coastal archaeological sites from the Mayan area, which could be damaged as well.
Lourdes, thank you very much. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Hurricane Wilma is expected to reach southern Florida on Monday.